So we begin a new sefer, the Chazon Ish on Emunah and Bitachon. The shiur was started as a zchus le'nishmas Satir Chava Chaim Elazar ben Shemshonarieh, and also it should be a zchus for a ilah neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, zchus for Fuchs Leim of Chaim David ben Rachel Chanan Leah b'Shei Rachel, and a zchus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so he begins Perek Aleph like this. So he says, that a person, this is a very nice idea that I really haven't seen discussed. I like some of the viewpoints that the Chazon Ish makes because it's not a traditional Musar sefer in the sense that he brings up a lot of points that are not classical Musar type of ideas. So the first is that he basically says that if you have a smart person, someone who's aware, they're going to start questioning the world. They're going to feel this overwhelming urge to understand life. And basically, these are the questions that bother people. Where do we come from? Is there a God in the world? You need a sophisticated type of person. If you just have a regular run-of-the-mill guy, so his world is filled with, I need money and I want to be happy, and that's it. And he doesn't really concern himself with the bigger questions in life. But if you have someone, and someone who's connected spiritually, so then he starts to ask these questions. So he says like this. He says, "Midas emuna, hinetia daka me'adina tanefesh." He says it's this type of tendency that comes from a person who's sensitive, meaning his neshama is sensitive to this type of question. Ima adam hu ba'al nefesh, if he is tied in to spiritual matters, usha'asa isha'as hashgate. And also, he's calm and at peace because if you're dealing with tzaras, you don't have peace of mind. So you need a certain type of peace of mind. You're not tied down. You're not bothered by physical issues because again, the more your mind, we have a limited bandwidth. So if the more our mind is taken up with physical needs and physical issues, so then we don't have time to think about the bigger pictures in life. The And you look up at the sky, you look up at night, and you see the stars, you see the sky, and you stop and think about, wow, what a amazing world. And you think about the distance of those stars, how far away from Earth they are. And so that gives a person a sense of awe, a sense of thinking deeper about the world in general. Because the world is like, it's so hard to wrap your head around. It's like something that's hidden, something that's sealed. It's like a puzzle that you're trying to figure out. So if you have a sensitive person like this, he's not just going to be satisfied with having questions and being curious. It's going to consume him to the point where he feels the need, I have to make some sense out of it. The hachida hazois, and this wonder, milapefes es levava. Sort of takes over and fills up his heart and his mind, to the point where he's feeling faint. He can't survive. He can't go on. Which his whole mindset is just focused on answering this question. His soul is like pushing him to get an answer. Where he would almost risk his life for it. So he's talking now, obviously, about someone who it maybe is exaggerating a little bit, but his point is that it bothers him. It takes up the bulk of his bandwidth. It's on his mind. He needs to get to the bottom of this. He needs to get a proper understanding. And we have seen people in history who have ultimately settled on Yiddishkeit because they were bothered, whether they were Catholic or whether they were atheists or some other religion, but they were bothered by this underlying question of understanding God. And it led them, their thirst for the truth led them ultimately to come to Yiddishkeit. He says, what purpose is there in life? You almost feel like it's pointless. If there is no God, if we're not going anywhere and we were just created as a mistake, so then what's really the purpose? Obviously, a very depressing thought. So that's what motivates a person to try to get some answer. If this life, which is sweet and is hidden from him, then his soul is bewildered and it's full of anguish. Also, a lesson of being bewildered. Lahav inside of Ladash Sharsha, to try to unlock the secrets of the world. Vasharim Ninalu, and the gates remain locked. So he continues like this. He says, Amnam, however, there's another observation that such a person is going to make, that this guy does not yet have his wounds bandaged, which is a way of saying he doesn't have the answers to his question, and yet his mind now turns to the next thing. He has more questions. He says it in an interesting way. He says his wounds haven't healed, and he's battered and beaten and wounded even further, which is to say that he doesn't have answers to these central foundational questions, and yet he has further observations, further thoughts. Why? Because again, we're talking about someone that's very perceptive, someone that's paying attention to the world around him, and so he's perceiving many things from analyzing what's going on in the world. And again, he's just looking around and he's making simple observations. When his examinations will prove that the universe in front of him was clearly, it was a plan, it was a model, it was thought out, it was calculated, and then it was built. It can't be that the world just happened by accident. It has to be that there was a designer, an architect. It's like an engineer pictured in his mind and then created the world. And he had to overcome various obstacles, various challenges at each step. But because of his persistence, he overcame the obstacles. And we're going to stop here, but basically he's going to continue by pointing out, and in such a beautiful way, all the wonders of the world, that if you just simply look at different parts of the world, you automatically see the chachma that goes on behind it. So again, what's his starting point? His starting point is that the starting point of Emunah is that there needs to be these underlying foundational questions that bother a person. Again, you have to have the bandwidth for it. But if you have these questions and they burn inside of you and you really want to get to the bottom of it, so then that curiosity will lead you down a path to start to question. And the more you question, and then you'll make observations. And those observations will lead you to appreciate that there's got to be a designer, there's got to be an engineer, there's got to be an architect. Whether that architect is Hashem, we're not there yet, but we understand that there's a higher being out there that has to be behind the creation of the world. And again, this is going to help him unlock to a point where he's going to be able to develop that emunah within him.